John O'Shea is joining us. He's got Pretty in Pink lining up on Saturday. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
You'd love to be in a position to have an Everest contender, I guess, like any trainer.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
It is. You've been in racing for a long period, John. Have you ever had anything like this?
What's that, mate?
The promotion around this race.
Well, it's fantastic because, you know, like even this morning in the Traders' Hut in Randwick, we were giving discussion as to, you know, what you'd do if you had the last spot and, you know, would you have taken, you know, Nature Strip, et cetera, et cetera. So even by definition there, it's the focal point of discussion in the hub at Randwick amongst trainers, you know. So it's just fantastic, the whole concept.
Can I ask one little question?
Yes.
What was the favourite in regard to should you have taken Nature Strip or not?
I think from a trainer's perspective, he just doesn't tick any boxes in terms of the prerequisites for the race, does he? You know, he's never raced here. He's never raced here at 1,200 metres. I wouldn't think, you know, turning up at Randwick at that level of pressure is a good day to be wanting to find out.
Yep, understand. Well, it'll be interesting. As I said at the start, I'm not too sure whether that's absolutely been sold yet. I think that the ATC are very keen to get an international jockey to ride the horse in the race, where the owners of the horse may be thinking different. So we'll wait and see what on that. Appreciate those comments out of the hut this morning. What about Pretty in Pink, mate? We loved her the other day, the way she got out wide and really wanted to get going.
Yeah, no, she's been a delight, Andrew, from the day she set foot in the stable, and she acquitted herself very well at a strong quality race there the other day. So she looks to have made nice improvement. Her coat's on the way out in terms of she's losing a winter coat. So I think this run will bring her on a little bit more, and hopefully she acquits herself well on Saturday.
You would have thought at one stage there out wide that she was going to be finishing off and maybe winning the race. Pure Elation got up the inside and won it in the end, but did she just feel it the last little bit as well, being first up?
I think probably a run ended with 50 to go, there's no doubting that, but I think on that day, I think a distinct advantage to have found the rail, and just unfortunately for her, she drew three, but the two fillies had drawn inside her, Hood and Pure Elation, both had exactly the same gate speed as her, so Thai had to just sort of come back, and by the time he got her back, 100-1 chance had just dropped down onto the rail. We'd have loved to have been on the rail following Pure Elation. I think that would have been the right scenario for us if to have won, but you know, when he got one off outside of Hood, that was fine, and she didn't take him anywhere, so sort of had to get on his bike at the turn, ended up out in the centre of the track, which, you know, as everyone's well documented, wasn't as close to be. So we're sort of happy enough with what she achieved. And most importantly, it was about finding out whether she deserved to be in that grade. And I think she showed that she was worthy of her place. And so with a little improvement and the right barrier on Saturday, hopefully she can, you know, improve her finishing position.
I guess that's the one thing that we saw her win the Woodlands there at Scone, and she was so powerful through the line to win that race. You know, at that stage, you're sort of thinking, is she up to it? Have you always had a good opinion of Pretty in Pink?
But we've always had a nice opinion of it, but, you know, going from this to great at Scone as a two-year-old to going to Group 2, Group 3 company, you know, it's a spring three-year-old filly against seasoned fillies, is a different kettle of fish. So, you know, so until they, you know, stick their neck out and show they're worthy of their position, so you sort of sit on the fence a bit, you know.
Yep, understand. Anyway, from what you're saying, she's made that little improvement that you wanted, and just a better barrier. We've got, you know, we've started the track this week, rain affected, John, but we got real warm weather right through the week, so you'd feel it'll pick up.
Oh, look, the track at Randwick here is in magnificent order. Obviously, we're very blessed to have, you know, Nevesh is our curator here, and, you know, despite the urgings of trainers during the winter at Randwick wanting to get on it, he sort of kept us off it, and I think we're going to be the beneficiary of that later in the spring. You know, looking at Rose Hill, and so they just look a little bit tired, and I'd suggest there's probably been a bit more activity on it than there has been at Randwick during the winter. So it looks fantastic, and it'll be great on Saturday.
Can I ask you where we're going to see Perepson?
He will accept for Newcastle, and yep. He's just desperate to get out to a mile and a half and draw himself a gate where he can get a decent run in the race. So we'll accept for Newcastle and hope that he draws a gate where he can sort of, without having to drag back to last or end up 3 deep. So Otherwise, if things didn't go his way, he'd probably just wait and go to the Colin Stevens next week.
Yep, understand. All right, we'll wait and see what happens with Pretty in Pink with the draws, mate. And Prince Sherry, I should ask, are you going to run in the Kingston Town?
Yeah, look, he'll burn around, Andrew. He's just, you know, having been an older horse, an older antire now, having had a long break, he's just going to take sort of four or five runs before he gets himself into, you know, a scenario where he can win a race, you know. And so it's just a process of, he's not a horse you want to gallop too much, so he's just got to race himself into fitness, and hopefully he does that, makes an improved effort on Saturday, and then he wouldn't be too far away.
Good on you. All right, John, good luck with the week ahead.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks.